Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
That's who we are.
Come on.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
With Now TV.
Turn it up.
I'm not waving at you, Nathan. I realized there that the mics are up and I went, come on, during the song.
Guys, can I hijack this introduction?
No.
Let's pretend this is the Writers' Workshop. Both of you are comedy writers. This is very true right now. I'm going to be on the television on the Elaine Show on Virgin Media on Friday. Have some topics here. Don't know what I'm going to say, so think of something witty. Okay. Let's just go into it. Thrifty mother reveals she tricks her family by filling a Heinz bottle with Aldi's 45p ketchup. Any fussy eaters, would you notice the difference?
Once my mother tricked me into thinking I was her real son, but I was actually adopted.
That's good. That's Callum.
Right. Once I brought a bottle of ketchup and dropped it on the floor, and then I licked the floor.
Okay, this is good.
Okay, yeah, that's good.
That wasn't a real story.
Katie Holmes.
Neither was mine.
I'm so sorry.
Katie Holmes reveals she sometimes works out with daughter Suri, who's 13, but never forces her. Should we encourage 13-year-olds to work out?
Katie Holmes is a fame-hungry bitch and should be excommunicated from any sort of media.
Mr. Shock Jock over there.
Katie Holmes.
Oh no, I'm thinking of
Katie
Hopkins.
You're thinking of Katie Hopkins. Katie Holmes used to be married to Tom Cruise.
Oh,
no. Jeez, that was so
okay,
mean.
Graham, I thought it was
Graham,
Katie Hopkins.
Take the music down. Yeah. Make an apology.
Yeah, I would like to apologize to Katie Holmes, her family, Tom Cruise, even though they're not together anymore.
See, I couldn't do that on the TV. My career could be over if I had an outburst like that.
I thought it was Katie Hopkins.
Gotta be very careful.
I was like, why is Katie Hopkins being really nice all of a sudden?
Callum, anything to say to
apologies.
That?
I'm just shocked over Graham's incident. I can't respond to
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's fair. Marlon James.
Ratings have soared all of a sudden.
Who is Boom. Marlon James?
Marlon Haywood.
West Ham.
I'm not saying I'd go commando, but wearing pants would be a cop-out.
I tried it one day and I wore really skinny jeans. And Jesus, the old scratching on the old leg was the iron.
I remember...
Here, he's become a shock jock. And I'm not happy about it.
I remember once I had to go commando when I was at school.
Okay, great. I can use this story.
We were at a water park. It wasn't a water park. It was like a science place with a water bit outside.
Why did you have to go commando?
Because my pants got wet. From the water, not myself.
All right, yeah. Keep saying that.
And you just feel a bit nervous because there's nothing protecting you.
I had to go commando going home from school because I used to go home for lunch once. I had to go home commando because the bullies
had no friends.
The bullies ripped off my boxers. I went into my room and my mum caught me changing my boxers and she goes, "Are you all right?" And I was like, and she saw the boxers and she knew what happened. Oh. And I go, "Yeah."
Grail.
And she goes, "Do you want me to say anything?" And I said, "Please don't."
Oh,
but then, very soon after that, I stood up to them when they tried to kick a football in my face.
Did you pull their pants?
No, I grabbed the fella by the arms
Grail.
I put him down
shock
on the ground.
Yes.
I put him down
Grail,
on the ground, and he never touched me since.
Can't be saying
Have
that.
You ever been wedged?
Have I been? Yes, I got an awful wedgie. One time, a person collected these thorns on a hedge and put them in my jumper on my
Jesus.
Back. It was like itching powder. No, it was like pollen from a plant.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you said thorns.
Yeah, I did say it and I retract that statement like you should have.
Children are horrible.
With Katie Hopkins. Put it underneath my t-shirt. I was scratching.
Here's the show.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
It is 7:10 on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. Justin Bieber. With American country pop duo Dan and Shay. Check out that video. It is ultra cheese. The three of them have their three wives, including Hailey Bieber /Baldwin. I don't know what she's going by now. And they're very much in love. In the future, though, if something happens to those relationships, if you look back in that video, you might be kind of going, oh, was that a mistake?
They'll definitely have to cut it out.
Batten down the hatches today as there is a yellow weather warning in place for rain. It's down for the entire day. Sorry to...
Oh.
Report that one.
Can I just compliment Graham's t-shirt? He has a flamingo on his nipple. Oh, someone bought a t-shirt while they were away on holidays.
It was 10 euro. All right, everyone calm down.
Hello.
It was 10 euro.
Now, I am aware, Graham, you were away for a good few days. You've missed this entire X Factor debacle, which has been going on. There's so many shows happening, okay? You have Celebrity X Factor that's happening every Saturday. I watched it last Saturday, the worst show I've ever seen on the television.
Wow, and you've watched some bad shows.
Oh, my.
And you were a big fan of Made in Chelsea.
Ah, look, that's a good show. Come on now. X Factor All-Stars, he has axed that.
Oh.
He was supposed to do that show after Celebrity X Factor, but he couldn't get the likes of Leona Lewis. And he just went, do you know what? I can't get the stars that I want. Apparently, Tesco Mary is absolutely gutted.
Of course, she was hoping for a bit of change for this one. So the Celebrity one is happening. The All-Star one, bringing back old contestants, has been axed since I've been away.
Not happening.
Didn't know that.
But then yesterday, Simon Cowell made this announcement.
You may have already heard about this, but if you haven't, we are launching X Factor, the band, this December. We have weeks to get this together. Very simply, we're going to try and find either the biggest boy group in the world or the biggest girl group in the world. Right now, K-pop, you could argue, is ruling the world. Now, it's time for UK pop.
That video is so disturbing. Mm. It's Simon sat on his couch in his living room with his dog that appears to be very unwell. Beside him.
But he's saying we got to get this together really quickly. It's like they got that video together really quickly as well, because I'm watching it here. His mic pack, which you're supposed to hide when you're doing videos.
In your pocket or something.
It looks professional. It's just thrown on the couch beside him, and it's so badly done and badly shot. He doesn't even care. So they're just decided, let's do a brand new TV show to find a band. And he doesn't even know, will it be the biggest girl band? Will it be the biggest boy band?
See, why there's so much speed to this is Little Mix, a band that actually was on The X Factor. They are doing their own show where they're going up against Simon Cowell, and they're going to be trying to find a band, and whoever wins goes on tour with Little Mix. It's going to be a lot better.
That was in the pipeline for a lot longer than this one, so I think that's Simon Cowell's reaction to that.
Oh, definitely. But I do want to just hone in on Celebrity X Factor, because as I said, I saw it on Saturday. It is a god-awful show. The set is terrible. It's like everyone is out having their meal and they're being disturbed by people that can't sing.
Is it shot inside an arena or
it's
a
like
TV studio?
A strange theatre with a lot of tables and just lights on top of the table. Dermot O'Leary seems very uncomfortable. It's like he owes Simon Cowell a favour and he has to come out and go, oh. But the person that I've honed in on is Martin Bashir.
The journalist.
Yes. Nicole Scherzinger is his judge. And I was watching his performance. And look, I'm just going to play it for you, Graham. This is what actually happened on live television.
Brilliant.
I've forgotten my words. Apologize.
So when I was younger, my parents used to bring us to a holiday camp in North Wales called Pontins, and they used to have people pretending to be singers. They were better than that.
Martin Bashir got through. What? He got through. He's still in the show.
Simon, give it up.
Please give up, Simon.
Do what my idea said a few minutes ago. Try and find a talented dog that can sing.
Yes.
Be more entertaining.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
7:21 on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan, with Now TV, blockbusters and shows streaming now.
I'm very confused about what we're about to talk about, because I'm looking at the sheet in front of me and it says Ray Darcy chicken. Are we getting Ray Darcy on the show just to speak about his dinner?
No. I say blockbusters and shows from Now TV. This could be made into a blockbuster movie. Listen to this. A rooster survived a full year on a commercial egg farm without being spotted as a male. So with these farms, there's thousands of hens laying eggs, and usually roosters are discarded as day-old chicks on commercial egg factories. So you only get female hens. You only get the hens. There's
makes
no
sense.
Roosters allowed in there. But Little Hill Animal Rescue and Sanctuary, they kind of go to these places to make sure everything's doing okay. And they says, wait a second. That's not a hen. What? There's a male rooster masquerading as a hen in the coop for the last year. They took him out and they started, for some reason, I can't find the connection, but they called him Mr. Ray Darcy.
Why?
The rooster they took him out and says they called him Mr. Ray Darcy. It says, so this boy has to be the luckiest male in Ireland right now. He survived 1 year in a caged egg farm without being spotted. We have named him Mr. Ray Darcy.
Are they saying RTE's like a caged egg farm over there?
Maybe they could be saying something like that. They also go on, last year we had Mr. Weasley, who is now quite the celebrity, and this year we have found this boy living amongst thousands of hens, keeping his magnificent head down and not being spotted. Now, do you think the rooster is of mind to know that I'm not supposed to be here and I have to keep my head down? Does he don some lipstick? Does he put on a nice little wig
and keep going? I think a nice dress.
A nice little dress and keep on going. So, fair play to him. He survived being killed anyway, the old rooster.
I don't really know what a rooster and a hen, like the difference.
Male and female.
Yeah, but I don't know what they look like. Are they different colours? Oh, look at you. Oh. You know what I'm trying to say. Is one a different colour to the other?
They're different shapes and different sizes and they look very different. Yes, Nathan, one is a male and one is a female.
Oh, well, look.
Anyway, this story comes after Joe Duffy was found masquerading as a rabbit and Ryan Tuberty pretended to be a cat in a dog kennel. But yeah, Nathan doesn't know the difference between a hen and a rooster.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
All of Graham and Nathan's best bits at your fingertips.
And yesterday, Nathan, you told us a story about how Colin Farrell is going to become the Penguin in the new Batman movie.
I sent talks, yeah.
Well, I went home yesterday and my housemate, Coxie, went, do you hear about Colin Farrell using the Penguin? I was like, yeah, yeah. And he goes, we were chatting about it in work and we were talking about the original Batman Return films and Danny DeVito was the Penguin. And he goes, did you know how he became the Penguin? I was like, I actually don't. So he said this, do you know?
I heard that he hung around a penguin sanctuary or something.
Well, this is what my housemate said. I haven't seen the film, so I'm going on his word. That Danny DeVito, the character, whatever, was born with deformities, so his parents put him in a wicker basket. It ended up in the sewer under Gotham Zoo, where penguins found him and raised him as his own, and then he became the Penguin. What a stupid plot! Like, was there a time before the Dark Knight trilogy that Batman was just stupid?
I don't know. I really don't.
Well, there we go. Just thought I'd
give you that. Is that a fact, yeah?
It's a fact according to my housemate, Coxie. If anyone knows the real story behind Penguin and Danny DeVito, let us know on 087-711-1038.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
It's hot and spicy right now. It's the showbiz shootout. Two Democratic cowboys. They walk hand in hand. They're dressed in cheap leather. And they each have a showbiz news story. And at the end, they decide which one is better. Graham, I'm going to begin.
Please do.
Yesterday, you were speaking about Robbie Keane being afraid of cats.
How are you doing?
So this morning, I'm going to speak about Roy Keane. He makes a cameo appearance in the TV show The Young Offenders. Now, seen as it's set in Cork, it was only a matter of time. So, apparently he pops up in episode 3 in the new season. They resurrect an old chip van. Roy Keane approaches the van wearing a Cork City scarf, and he says this.
If you're not going anywhere, any chance of a fish supper?
Cork!
Roy sounds great, doesn't he?
If you're not going anywhere, any chance of a fish supper?
Course.
It's good to see him laugh and smile.
Oh,
it's
nice. He has the nicest smile in the world. Like, his neutral expression is snarling.
Yeah.
So when he smiles, it's so great to see. I will say, The Young Offenders, it premieres on RT2 on Monday, the 11th of November, and it's bound to be a good one.
I've got news about a massive celebrity couple in the US. Drake and Kylie Jenner are reportedly dating.
Are they really?
Okay, so I've got news of the recent hangouts comes after Jenner attended Drake's 33rd birthday bash last week, and she was also spotted at Drake's Halloween party in West Hollywood on a Thursday. A source close to the People, which is my people, adding she stayed super late. Now, there were rumours last year that he was hooking up with her sister, Kim Kardashian. Do you remember?
You were speaking about it, saying that
Kiki, do you love me?
Hidden lyrics in his song.
Because from his house, he did directions to someone's house
beside him. And if you follow the directions, it leads you to Kim Kardashian's house. And like, Kiki, because Kim Kardashian, that's what it's saying.
Does Drake get on well with Kanye West?
No, they hate each other. So that's what's going to be really interesting if they do end up dating Christmas or Thanksgiving, whatever they have over in America. Drake hates Kanye West. Drake has rumours he was with Kim Kardashian. There he is sitting with Kylie Jenner, 11 years younger than him. So that would be an interesting table. And then, because they just finished up with Travis Scott. I know way too much about the Kardashians.
So it's just because she stayed a little bit later at the party.
And they've also been seen in other circles together as well. But look, I'll keep a close eye on this one, guys. Don't you worry.
If you're not going anywhere, any chance of a fish supper?
Course.
Yeah, you win this morning, Nathan, with that one. Well played, my friend.
Thank you.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
You gotta get it wrong.
You gotta get it wrong?
You gotta get it wrong. You got to get it wrong.
And if you want to feel a roller coaster of emotions, then strap yourself in. Because it's time for Gotta Get It Wrong. What were you saying, Greg?
I was saying Big Anto is on top of the leaderboard with 14. He actually texted after the game yesterday, saying, bring back Nick Kay, much quicker on the buzzer than I was.
Oh.
Right, okay. Well, look, he's on top now. Tomorrow we give away the €100. Let's see who's going to try and knock him off. It is Grace. What are you up to, Grace?
I'm just on my way to work.
Lovely. What line of work are we in?
Vendor management.
What are you?
A vendor manager.
A vendor manager. What does that do?
Looks at, like, the relationship between outsourced partners.
Interesting.
Can you describe what that job is?
Yeah, he looks for partners.
I haven't a clue.
Great, let's have a game of Gotta Get It Wrong. We're going to put 1 minute on the clock. You got to get as many questions wrong as you can. There's no repetition. Your answer must be in relation to the question, and you only have a couple of seconds to answer before the buzzer comes in. And we move on to the next one. Big Anto is on top with 14, so if you get 15 or more, you will go into Friday in the lead. That all good?
Yes, brilliant.
Grace, I like you. Do you like me?
No.
Oh no!
Yes, Grace.
Oh no!
Excellent.
Oh, my confidence is shattered. I can't read.
Here we go.
What's 79 minus 8?
3.
17 plus 29 is 31. True or false?
False.
What is Des Bishop's job?
Priest.
Name an Irish comedian.
Alan Carr.
What noise does a hamster make? What is a pavlova a type of? Do your best John Travolta impression.
Hey.
Who is the lead singer of Travis?
Zayn Malik.
What language do they speak in Sweden?
Irish.
Sing a Bob Marley song.
Happy birthday.
Sing a song that you sing on someone's birthday.
Twinkle, twinkle.
Name a Nicolas Cage film.
Beauty and the Beast.
What is Niall Horan's tour called?
Me.
How do you spell Harry?
H-I.
What rhymes with dairy?
Fairy.
Name a food that contains dairy.
Chocolate.
What show did Mary Berry used to be at? Oh.
It's going to be close.
Grace, how did you find that?
Good.
You enjoy it?
Yeah.
Lovely. Okay. Grace, you came on this morning. You told us you do a very interesting job. You also said that you don't really like me, but that's okay. You reminded me of someone, Grace.
Uh-oh. This is the first person to say they don't like Nathan. Who do they remind him of?
You remind me of my father!
Yes!
Grace! How do you feel about that?
Great.
And Grace, you got 12.
Oh no, unlucky. Unlucky, Grace. Grace, thank you so much for coming on, being honest with Nathan, and have a great day. Bye bye.
Thank you,
Grace. See ya.
7:53 on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. Good morning. It's going to be a wet one today. Bring the umbrella and the rain jacket, as the yellow rain warning is in place today across Dublin.
Mabel supported Harry Styles in 2018, I believe.
It's nearly 2020 this day, Nathan. We need some new news, please.
If you just joined us, we had a very sweet lady called Grace play Gotta Get It Wrong, and I really felt like we got on well.
I don't. Every now and again, you tell people you like them and you ask them. It's a bit desperate now on your part.
Yeah.
Do they like you? This is what Grace said.
Brilliant. Grace, I like you. Do you like me?
No.
Yeah, it was a firm no.
Kiva's been in touch, though.
Nathan, I really like you, and I'm sure everybody else that listens really likes you, so don't let that knock your confidence, Nathan. You're great.
Isn't your mum's name Kiva?
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, Mum. I'll be over later with some fish and eggs. Sorry, that's a weird combination. Made it sound like my mum's a cat. Oh, we had a meeting yesterday. Myself and Graham and producer Callum in the boss's office.
Yeah.
We've realised that we all share the exact same fear.
And after it, we need to get over it and we need your help.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Let me paint a picture for you. Yesterday, after the show, myself, Graham, and producer Callum, we went into our boss's office in the hope of trying to improve as broadcasters, but we ended up speaking about fears, and we all shared the exact same fear. I've had this all my life. Graham, where have you had this for?
Mine's only recently.
Recently, producer Callum, recently as well. We're speaking about flying. I absolutely hate flying so much.
Wait a second.
Come fly with me, let's fly, fly away.
It was, because it kind of started, the boss says, how was the holidays? I said it was great, but just the fear of flying has come upon me. I don't know, is it a thing about getting older? What is it? Nathan nearly started to hyperventilate because we were talking about it so much. Because when I went on holidays, you're obviously in these massive planes. But also when I was on holidays, we had an internal flight, which was one of those tiny planes.
It's even worse for me.
With just the propellers.
No, thank you.
How does this thing have the power to get off the ground? And it's so small. And what if the propeller, it isn't, there's no engine around. And what if it falls off and then savages everybody on the plane because I was sitting right beside it. And then Nathan was going pale and nearly falling off the seat.
I was thinking of my flight over the summer when I went over to Malta. The turbulence was atrocious. What is going on with our planes? They seem to only be getting worse.
Listen to this. So we were chatting about this. Went on for about 20-25 minutes. We then come out of the office. We go online. And then we read the story online. That three Ryanair Boeing 737s have been grounded due to cracks between the wing and the plane body. And not just that, later on in the day, where has it gone? An airline has apologised after one of its pilots triggered a major security alert at Amsterdam Airport. The airline said on Twitter that a pilot had accidentally set off an alarm which triggers protocols on hijackings.
Oh, this is terrifying.
They added, nothing has happened, all passengers are safe, and waiting to fly soon. We apologise. Imagine sitting on the plane and an alarm goes off that there's a bloody terrorist. No, thank you.
Graham, I watched Sully the other week with Tom Hanks where he has to do an emergency landing into the Hudson River. Found out it's based on a true story and that birds in the sky caused that flight to go down. I kept thinking, oh, I'm on a flight. I hate heights. But now, birds. I've got to think about birds in the sky that's going to bring down the flight.
Why did you watch Sully?
I don't know why.
Did you think it was going to get you over your
fear? Yes, and it made it so much worse.
So, Nathan had his for a long time. Mine has just come recently, just getting older in old age. Actually, my girlfriend Claire has a massive fear as well. I think she's rubbing off on me.
Definitely.
Now, we're not doing this to scare anybody who has a fear of flights who's on the way to Dublin Airport or any airport in the world.
I'm sure it's going to be fine after all those news stories.
What we're trying to do is help us and you this morning if you have a fear of flying. Did you have a fear of flying and how have you gotten over it?
Can somebody tell me why there's so many buttons in the cockpit?
If you've gotten over your fear and you can help us and the Fully Charged listener this morning, you can get us on 087 711 1038 via text, WhatsApp or WhatsApp voice note.
I hate taking off. I hate the speed of it. And then we're all smacking our necks to the cheap seats going, oh!
It's the bit when we go up in the air and then it's the sudden kind of...
What is that noise?
It's the, I don't know, it seems like the power drop or something like that, but I think it must go into autopilot. I don't know what it is, and that's the scariest part for me. So if you had a fear and you got over it, can you let us know how you did it? On 087 711 1038, we would really appreciate it this morning. We know there's someone listening this morning as well that also has a fear of flying. It's so common. Kim says, hi guys, I was an air hostess for a couple of years. Love flying, but as I'm getting older, I'm terrified. Maybe it's after seeing how scared some people were. That is it. I think the older you get, the worse it becomes.
But I can't get over when you're just taking off and you're going so fast and then you look over. There's always like three or four people that are sleeping. I'm just thinking, how are you doing that? Katrina says, I used to have a fear of flying. I became cabin crew and got over it.
How could you become cabin crew if you have a fear of flying? Nikki says, my partner is a fireman at Dublin Airport, and one of their duties is to shoo birds away from the airfield to stop bird strikes.
Because a few weeks ago, I saw that Tom Hanks film, Sully, where he had to do an emergency landing into the Hudson River, and it was all because of the birds got into the engine.
Sarah says this.
Morning. My mom was hypnotized, so she wasn't afraid of flying anymore. And it really worked because she had never gotten a plane in like 20 years. And then my brother got engaged and he lives away. So she had to get on the plane for the wedding because they were getting married abroad. So she went and got hypnotized and she's grand now. She goes on holidays every year.
Any hypnotist listen this morning? Want to come in, make us cluck like a chicken? I'll quite happily do that to get over my fear. Alison, what did you do?
British Airways do a course, and it's a one-day course. You do all sorts of psychology and, you know, the science of flying. And then they bring you up on a flight full of people who are terrified.
Did it work for you?
Yes, it did. Seriously.
Wow.
I was in the bar, drinking, taking tablets, try and get on a flight. And now I don't do any of those.
Was there anyone that went on that flight after the course that was screaming a lot?
Some people would not get on the plane.
Oh, really?
And actually, it was really interesting because it made me feel better that I actually wasn't as bad as I thought I was.
Okay, so it worked for you.
Some people wouldn't go down the airwalk onto the flight.
Wow.
And then the psychologists, captains, cabin crew, some people are really bad.
Do you know what I might do? I might watch Samuel L. Jackson's film Snakes on a Plane. That might help me.
Alison, thanks very much for your call.
No worries.
Darren says, I got over the fear of flying because I looked into it properly. And statistically, you are safer flying anywhere in the world than you are driving to your local shops. Hope this helps.
Doesn't really, Darren, because in the boss's office, I couldn't get over. I'd never seen this before. What is it? A flight tracker.
Flight Tracker is the website, yeah.
If you go onto Flight Tracker, you see the amount of flights in the sky, and they're all on top of each other.
It's
shocking.
It's because it's a small map. In reality, they're very far
away. Did you not see America when he went over? There was thousands of flights all on the same spot.
And our boss is trying to make us feel better, saying, well, look at the amount of planes up there. And we're like, no, that's even worse. I'm sorry.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
All of Graham and Nathan's best bits at your fingertips.
Say 35.
Come fly with me. Let's fly.
We're all terrified.
Yesterday, we realised that we share a common fear, and that is the fear of flying. Nathan had it since a very young age. Myself and producer Callum and the boss have got it as we've grown older. But we have been talking about it this morning. What we're trying to do is, and we realise people are listening with a fear of flying.
We could be making it worse.
We're trying not to, though. What we're trying to do is to make it better. Let you share your experiences with us, and hopefully as a group, as a collective, we can get over our fear of flying.
All right, do you want to hear from Denise?
Please.
Denise says, I used to hate flying. A few years ago, I was on a really turbulent flight home from Lanzarote. We couldn't leave our seats for the four-hour flight, and as if that wasn't bad enough, the pilot abandoned the landing when we were over the runway due to a freak weather situation.
At least he didn't abandon the plane. That would have been worse.
I can't do this anymore, guys. Next thing we knew, we were circling over Dunleary and ended up in Shannon. There and then, I realised how safe flying is and just how powerful these jets are, and also how pilots will not take chances, so I stopped worrying after that. Take care and happy flying.
Okay, that's good. I like that one.
I'm so scared after that.
We have Jason on the line. Jason, your tactic is to talk to the person next to you?
Yeah. What you do is you try and pick something that you might have in common, like football or something, and you just toss them all the time.
Oh, okay, so you're just saying talk to a random stranger on your flight.
A random stranger. I've been on flights where by myself, and I'm just sitting there, and immediately just just talking to him.
Okay, so let's scenario. I'm sat beside you, role play. Here we go. Oh, God, I'm so scared.
Go on, yeah.
Sorry?
Hello, how are you?
Hey, what's going on?
How are you? Where are you off to?
Well, I'm on the same flight as you. We're off to Korea.
Korea?
Why are you surprised? We're on the same flight together. It's to Korea.
No, this isn't the flight to Korea. I think you're on the wrong flight.
Oh, God!
Sorry, I don't mean to bother you guys. Would you like to buy any scratch cards if it's for charity?
Go away.
Get away from me with those scratch cards.
Oh, I love it. And have you ever had anyone just kind of really back off and not want to talk to you at all, Jason?
There was a guy sitting beside me before. He didn't seem like he wanted to talk, but I didn't give him an option.
You got it out of him. And what's the longest flight you've been on where you have to talk to somebody for?
New York.
And have you made long-time friends afterwards?
You know what? I went to Bulgaria during the summer, and it was actually the other way around. Some woman actually talked the pants off me for the whole flight. She was with her son. And at one point, I was actually like, right, I've actually had enough. I would actually like to stop talking now.
Are you now the stepfather to that son?
And you know what the funny thing is? I seen her in the airport on the way home.
And you avoided her.
She was a lovely lady. She was there with her, the young lad was like 5.
Jason, great tactic. I love it. Thanks for coming on this morning, bud. Bye-bye.
No worries,
see you, bye-bye. Jason. Take care.
We've had a very interesting offer.
Well, what is it?
So we've been contacted, Nathan, this morning by the National Flight Centre, and they've offered for us to go out and go on their flight simulator to help us get over their fear. A very kind offer. Nathan, do you want to go?
Absolutely not.
Nathan!
No. I don't want to go.
It will help you get over your flight.
I'm not going.
Okay. Well, I know you don't want to go, but I'm going to make you go. So, what day is it? Thursday, Friday?
I'm busy.
I think next week we'll find
a
day.
I'm busy.
No, we're going to go. We're going to go to the National Flight Centre.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Hi, this is Dermot Kennedy.
Dermot Kennedy!
This is one of those prizes when an old, I'm not going to even say friend, a person that was in your primary school would DM you on Facebook and go, hey there, it's been a while, could you give me some Dermot Kennedy tickets?
Two separate people have come to me.
Are you serious?
Any chance of any Dermot Kennedy tickets? Now for the one in December at the Three Arena, I go, completely sold out. Why don't you get onto Ticketmaster like everybody else and try and buy them instead of waiting for your good old friend Graham to try and get them for you. I've got no access to any of these tickets. That's completely sold out. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about his massive gig next summer in Malahide Castle on the 26th of June.
It is a Friday. I love gigs on a Friday because, you know, it's just before the weekend. Great atmosphere.
Get the dart out. Get the dart back into town. How are you doing?
How we're going to give away these tickets. Some might call it very complicated. I call it exciting. I have a bingo drum in front of me. It reminds me of a different time on the show when we used to use it. It's quite nostalgic. I don't know when we did.
Can't remember what you're talking about.
I have 10 balls in this bingo drum, 1 to 10. I'm going to give it a good old-fashioned spin. Then a ball is going to roll out with a number. And whatever number ball that is corresponds with the phone lines.
Yeah, so if it's number 5 like yesterday, you've got to be caller number 5. If you are, you win the tickets. Now, the number you need to call us, it's not open yet, so do not call us yet, is 087-711-1038. And be aware and be prepared for the phone lines to be busy because people are going to be constantly ringing in. So, Nathan, let's give it a spin.
Encourage me.
Give it a good old spin. Well done. Oh, look at him go. Look at him go.
Are you ready for it?
Yep.
Caller number 3.
You have to be caller number 3 to win those tickets. We got those callers during the songs. And this is how we got on. Good morning. This is Graham and Nathan. Who do we have on the line?
This is Aaron.
Aaron. Big fan of Dermot Kennedy.
Big, big fan, yeah.
Oh, Aaron baby wants these tickets badly.
It's going to be a big show, Malahide Castle. You got tickets for his gigs in December?
No, we sold out. We tried to get them, but still looking anyway.
Oh, you need to be caller number 3 this morning. You are caller number 1. Yeah! Way too early. Sorry, Aaron.
And I am speaking to
Roy.
Roy, old buddy, old pal, where have you been all my life? Roy, Dermot Kennedy, what does he mean to you?
He's good.
Have you ever seen him before?
Nope, not live.
Are you going to scream and shout if you win?
if you want me to.
Easy going chap. Roy, I can tell you, you are caller number two.
Oh, no, sorry, Roy.
I'm sorry, Roy.
Hi, Roy. Nathan, you kept him on a bit of a long lead there. Let's go. Hello, caller. Who are we talking to?
Hi, my name is Matthew.
Matthew?
Oh, I like Matthew.
I'm just going to get straight to the chase. Matthew, you are caller number three. You've just won tickets to Matthew, not to Matthew, to Dermot Kennedy.
Amazing.
Congratulations.
Imagine if we were telling Matthew, we're going to hold a mirror in front of you and you're just going to see yourself.
Who are you going to bring? You got two tickets.
I'm going to bring my beautiful wife, Karen.
Oh, Karen, how long have you been going out with your beautiful wife for?
For about 15 years, sir.
What's the secret?
Just to love each other and get to win tickets to cool shows.
There you go. He, after all these years, he's found the secret. Matthew, have an amazing show with your beautiful wife. Thanks for listening and congratulations. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Goodbye. Cheers. To you and your beautiful wife.
And we got more chances to win tickets to Dermot Kennedy on tomorrow morning's show.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
Downtown, Nathan is on the streets. Downtown, he's telling a bunch of lies. Downtown. Nathan is going downtown.
Morning!
Do downtown.
Downtown, part of the show where I hit the streets and I tell people lies about a certain topic. The new Batman film, coming out in 2021.
Where is she?
What we know so far, Robert Pattinson is going to be playing Bruce Wayne and Batman. Matthew McConaughey going to be playing Harvey Dent.
Harvey Dent? Who's that?
He's a tent. He dresses up as a tent.
Tent man.
And Colin Farrell is in talks to play the Penguin.
Mm.
I decided to hit those mean streets and just tell lies about the film. The new Batman film, are we excited for it?
Yeah, I suppose so. Dude, last few have been good, yeah?
Some of the cast that's been revealed so far, Gok Wan is going to be playing the Joker. He doesn't have much acting experience. What do you think?
He's a scary fella, yeah? He put the fear of God in you.
Now, anything's better than Jared Leto, I suppose.
Apparently, they're looking for someone to play the Penguin. They're saying Michael D could make a good one, as he kind of looks like a penguin and he's the exact same height. Do you think he should go for the role?
If he'd be too old for
an old penguin, is that what you would like to see on the big screen?
I think he'd be good at it. He's villainous enough.
If they wrote a scene where his dogs actually attack Michael D as the Penguin, would you find that enjoyable?
Would
you find it enjoyable?
You could work it into it, I think.
See, why are you being such a no man? Well, you, on the other hand, you're really opening up and you're kind of...
Oh, that's because I've never seen them before, so I'm writing it myself.
I would like to see your film. You, sir, not so much.
Okay, sorry.
I'm sorry, you're a lovely man. You smell beautiful.
Thanks.
Catwoman, quite a sexy figure. The actress that's going to be playing her is Fizz out of Coronation Street.
Class. Love it.
What do you think Fizz will bring to the character?
Yeah, I think she'll just bring some sex appeal like she always does, like, you know.
What's your name, man?
I'm Tony.
Tony and...
Jack.
Lovely bike, Jack.
It is, bro.
What sort of bike is it?
It's like a mountain bike, but with road wheels, you know. So,
nice. Yeah. The new Batman film coming out in 2021. Are we a fan of that world, first of all?
Yeah, I love Batman and Gotham City in particular. You know, it's a great place. I wish I could go and visit, but obviously it's fictional, so that's not a possibility.
Tony, who's going to be playing the Batman? It's a huge role. I'm telling you.
That's interesting.
I have an answer. Do you want to know?
Yeah. Go on.
Patrick Bergen. Who's he? Ah, Patrick Bergen, you know him.
What's he in?
Sleeping with the Enemy with Julia Roberts. It came out in 1991. Are you a fan of that film?
I'm a fan of Julia Roberts in the 1990s, definitely, but I'm not sure about that film.
Tony, you seem disappointed. I'd really created such a lovely world for you, and now...
I was really hoping, you know, Daniel Craig would, you know, get out of that James Bond world and maybe go into the Batman world. You know, it's very similar, you know, they don't really like killing people, they just like hurting people.
Now, if Patrick is listening to this, do you have a message for him?
Patrick, brush up on your homework, get it right, no pressure. Yeah, that's it.
Where can he get a nice bicycle?
Well, I got this up in the north, because, you know, they're serious up there. £400, you get yourself a nice bicycle, yeah? Do it before Brexit.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
All of Graham and Nathan's best bits at your fingertips.
You know what that means? It is time to choose the news.
Oh, I could kiss you on your big juicy lips right now.
No,
because
I'm okay. I'm okay. It's winter season, flu season. Don't want to catch the flu.
But I'm so excited.
I know. Yeah.
I love this so much. I want you to understand my grawl for it.
Yeah.
You've three bits of news. I choose one of them to hear the full story from. Let's do it.
Headline number one, Gaga for bronchitis. Going Gaga for bronchitis.
That's why I say Gaga for Bryan Cranston.
Headline number two, what's happening now?
What's happening now?
Or headline number three, I don't want to ride. Aldi.
Oh, that was a bit of fun.
Which one do you want?
But I know what you're doing. You're forcing my hand. You always come here with your clips. I don't want to
ride. Aldi.
No.
Ooh.
I'm not going to go for it this time. I'm going to go for what's happening.
Are you sure?
Oh, is there no story in the second
one? I've got a story. You want what's happening now? Okay, this has got to do with the app, the Messenger app, that 99% of people are using right now, WhatsApp. And they have introduced a brand new privacy feature which is going to help us all. This stops you being added to WhatsApp group chats without your permission. This is going to help us.
But if you decline, will they know?
Yes. Okay, this is what happens. Right. First of all, you got to update your app.
Okay, I won't be doing that.
Nathan hates updating apps. Go to the App Store, go to Updates, update it there. And then you go into Settings, Account, Privacy, and then Groups will pop up. And you have the option. You can allow everyone to add you. Same as people who you have the number, they have your number, you don't have the number, everyone. You can go to just my contacts, so just people with numbers that you have.
I like that one.
Or my contacts except, and I can choose Nathan, producer Callum, and everybody like that.
Rude.
This follows after they updated. You know, we've got muted groups. You might be in a group and you mute it, but still the notification badge would pop up.
So annoying.
Well, now it doesn't. So say you might have 117 messages from a group that you've muted. That won't pop up anymore. And on Android, they already have a separate show notifications toggle, which you can either tick or untick if you mute a chat. Now, this group chat thing. Last year, Nathan and I were added into the strangest group by people we don't even know.
There's around like 50 people in that group.
It was a lot of women and then just me and Nathan, and it was about a Christmas workshop that was happening in Kerry. So someone added us in, inviting us to a Christmas workshop, and one by one, women would reply. There was no men in this part, me and Nathan, would reply going, sounds great, I can't make it. Then the person who created the group goes, oh, thanks very much for replying, hope you have a great time wherever you are. Then someone else goes, sounds fantastic, can't make it. Then the person would reply, oh, no worries at all. Then all of a sudden, Nathan leaves group. I'm still part of this group. But I want to know is, okay.
Say something in the group.
No, I'm not saying anything in the group.
Say sounds great.
I want to leave a lot of groups. So I'm going to leave our WhatsApp group together, the three of us, and see, does it pop up straight away that I've left the group? Does it still give you that notification? Because I'd like that.
Okay.
And does it bring it to the top of the messenger? So I'm going to go in here.
Do it now.
Into our one.
You've not updated.
I haven't updated.
So you'll have to do it on mine.
Yeah.
What? I'm just going to leave and see does it pop up.
He's just
going
to leave. I don't need to update my app.
And I want to see does it give you a notification. I actually don't know how to leave.
Oh, come on, you do. You just click into the heading there.
You made the group.
Oh, damn. Okay, Callum, you leave the group.
Exit.
You leave the group.
Have you updated your app, Callum?
Okay, I've gone.
Okay, you've gone. It doesn't pop up to the top of the messenger, but it says Callum Farmer has just left.
It's awkward when you see
that. That is annoying. Can we have a new update, please, WhatsApp, that doesn't tell people when you leave? You can just leave silently.
Can you have me back?
No, don't
no,
have me back.
Okay,
no,
okay. That was my ploy of getting them out of
well
the group.
Done.
Thank you very much. Thank you for choosing the news.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Make sure to subscribe to get the podcast sent straight to your phone every day. And catch Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged, weekday mornings from 7.
Spin 103.8.